Nem, de egy sportim, hogy is lémi Weissbart.
I mean, for Megillah and Shofar, even though I've done the mitzvah and Akim Mitzvah, but let's say, for example, you ask me to make a bracha for you, a mezonos. I can't do it. Why not? Why can't I do that? Well, now you want to eat a food. You've got a mitzvah to eat, so you've got a mitzvah to make a bracha. But it tells you you don't have to eat that food. Since you're not b'choyu to have that food, there's no din of arus. Yes, I can't be mitzvah you on something.
So
that's called a mitzvah. That's a bit different. But generally speaking, on a normal bit of an onion, I cannot be mitzvah. I said to you that story yesterday. That is, if I'm making a bracha myself, then you can do a shemek oina. But to be yoitz to someone with a bracha or bigger than mitzvah, and you are not doing the mitzvah, you're not doing it now, then you can't do it. So I can't make a shakun near a vora, a boy in the mezonos, so I've got my eight for anyone like that. You're quite right, there are exceptions, and the exceptions are for a mitzvah purpose. But what's called a mitzvah purpose? We read this out yesterday. I'll read out what they say the mitzvah purpose is. It's part of a mitzvah. For example, boyim pirak offer a wine for kishon avdala. Birchas hamazon is a mitzvah. Them dalek kaisus. Birchas eisin suim. Birchas hamoitzi on matzah during seder. And on b'riyadom on karpas. And on Sukkot, on Pas, and also Leon on Kashin. Shabbos is much better because you're eating yourself. That works as Shemei Ka'ina. Very interesting that. So that you could be Yotza Shemei Ka'ina. In Shemei Ka'ina, when you're being Yotza Shemei Ka'ina, big mitzvah actually, the law is you both have to have Kavana. That means the one who's saying the Bracha has to have in mind to Yotza that person. And a person listening has to have in mind to be Yotza. If either one of them not going, it doesn't work.
Well, Pas Shabbos is not Bethanel, is it?
Yeah, but there's work as Shemei Ka'ina. There, I'm eating as well myself now.
So it's better to make it yourself.
Oh, so that's a big question. And I said, Minik seems to me, there's a very big question about this. And I said, somebody's got a minute to make everything.
Yeah, make
themselves.
Make themselves.
Oh, so what's the idea, Taka? Uh-huh. So they hold as much like a Bethanel, so they're watching themselves. But the only problem is, how does that work? It's interesting how that works. So why was Lechem Mishnah, you're Yotza with a Balabos.
Correct.
And then the Bracha, you say, I'm not being Yotza with him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a bit interesting what you're doing. Yeah, it's a minute like that. People do this. They split up the bits I might see them. It's Kiddush. People don't do this.
Yeah, we
don't. Not Kiddush, for example, people don't do this. In Kiddush, everyone hears Kiddush themselves. That's called a mitzvah. But the Suda's pass the Kiddush, actually, I'm saying, if the person's eating himself pass, it's like Shemei Ka'ina. There's a really different minhagim. So, why was now by Shemei Ka'ina, we wanted to say, there's also interesting, why was now by Shemei Ka'ina? So, I say, both of them have to have Kavanah. If one of them is missing the Kavanah, it means the Moitzi didn't have in mind to Moitzi him, or the listener didn't have in mind to Yetzer, pass Shemei Yetzer. It's no good. Then we said another thing. Also, you shouldn't answer if you're being Shemei Ka'ina. You should not answer Borcho or Shemoi. If you do, the sofer will be Yotza. Nice that we should do something with Yotza. It's not ideal. You've got something a bit of a pick. You shouldn't do that, actually. So you have to be careful with this. And then more or less what else did we say yesterday? Might see.
Well, it's a Borcho which you want to be Moitzi, you shouldn't answer Borcho or Shemoi.
Yeah.
Shemoi Nesra.
That's the cause of the shop. You're not being Yotza with it, though.
No, but the whole idea was. Those people have been dumb, so...
Yeah, so those people, Taka, would just listen.
Or listen, Taka, they
yeah,
should say...
Yeah, you're very dumb and can ask that Baruch HaShemayim. Quite right. The person who's being yates of the Baruch HaShemayim should answer Baruch HaShemayim. Right. Every time you have to get a shofar, you don't answer Baruch HaShemayim. It's also a big question. If you did, what happens? Have you ruined it by answering Baruch HaShemayim? It's also a big question. Have you ruined it by what do you call it? Okay, then we finished off yesterday. With an interesting halacha, an exception to this is when a person can't make a bracha himself. So you're learning with someone, comes to your house, and I say he's not very well versed, can't make a bracha himself. So then, if you're eating as well, you can make a bracha you might see. Mm-hmm. That's what you can do. In a bechanen.
If you're not eating,
if you're not eating, you should not make a bracha. No, you shouldn't.
That's a normal shemei ka'ina.
What?
That's a normal shemei ka'ina.
Yeah. You can't be Yotza with a mitzvah with a business. So, Rosh, if you've got a worker comes to your house, for example, he's Jewish, but he's not religious, and you want to get off him a drink, a nice a can of Coke, whatever it is, you want to offer him something, but you know he's not going to make a bracha. So the eighth we said yesterday was that you make the bracha loud, and he should listen to you, hopefully, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's the ideal.
And then you have to drink something as well.
Yeah, you have to drink something as well, yeah. Yeah,
it's a bit of a shash.
That's a bit of a slack, didn't think. Can you invite someone? What if he's what if he's if you already said it?
This morning. He hasn't said it. He doesn't know if he said it.
But one minute, are you making anyway?
That's what I'm saying. Only if you're making anyway, or
yeah, if you're not making, it's a bit of a schwach, then you can make it. I'm not sure. Can you say a bit of a schwach for someone else if you've already been in the opposite?
I'm not sure. If he has a soft where he can say it, then it's also soft if you can move to him. It's not going to help. You've got to have a hint of that.
Oh, let me stand there. What should you write to him?
My head
goes soft. No, that's not been yoursy. That's not been yoursy. He's not so bad to say. He doesn't have the same concern, so what should you say for him?
I'm going to say it for him.
Don't do your work, so I pick a bit of work. My sphere is for owner, that's the thing, the one that I bought him. So the nice, let's say, sort of raw, missed out one night.
Come
with the problem. I think it's very bad to him, he goes to shul next day, and I want the raw, so the sphere is over out.
Right.
This raw, unfortunately, missed out.
So
what's he do? He's got a problem.
Right.
So actually, someone just told me a few days ago, he has to be a clever raw. Someone told me he had a shining pit in Daben, whether his son was Macholi or Daben or not. Shiny came when it came out, he was 4 steps, so I don't know exactly what the shiny was. So apparently when you do such a good event, you don't make a bracha. With Shem Hashem. It's a soffit when you have to be in a bracha. So Ross said, don't worry, I used to do this before. He said to me, don't leave it to me, I'll say the bracha, no one will notice I'm not saying Shem Hashem, he said. So apparently no one noticed. I don't know what he did. I don't know what he did. He must have done something. I don't know what he did with Shem Hashem. I don't know what he did. What?
The answer donated that broker. He didn't say Hashem. What's going on?
Okay, it's a bit of a schwach. I don't know what I'm not sure. It's a point, I should say. Yeah. I don't know how he did it, the Maitre. He managed to say the broker. No one realized he didn't say Hashem's name. I can ask again. Tom, this is the last one. I'm just speaking to last one. Tom, the Maitre. The Rob said, don't worry. It's very embarrassing to make a pin up here with me. It's sopping. I don't know what's going on. So is the Rob said, leave it to me. I'll be able to do it without anyone noticing. So you're right, you're saying I had the answer on me. I go, the answer on me.
Yeah, the answer
what? I don't know what he did. Yeah, that's a good question. That's a question. How you can answer me to that brocha? I just wonder if that's true. I said brocha to Hashem without Hashem's name. I said brocha to Hashem, Melech HaOlam, Shachar Nir Levori. Is it wrong to answer me to that brocha? It's a praise, like a shvach.
Yeah, but
I was
at the same
thing. I went to full brocha. Missed out. I'm going to ask him.
Okay.
I'll
leave it to the rabbi.
It's a good point. Okay, boys, let's move on to today. So today's thing is about Birchas HaMotzi. So this is the Hakdama of all Bracha Rishonos, actually, you see. So a Bracha Rishonos, what we've said already in the past, is you make on a minute amount. There's no shiur for Bracha Rishonos. It's the smallest amount. You can have, someone just asked last week, it's a question, actually, you see. So someone said that they were in the middle of a meal, they wash for HaMotzi. Yeah? The Mitzvah Zayin, HaMotzi. Then they had a bit of bread, and they went outside the house. Now they want to know, when they come back in again, what they have to do with regards to all the other food. So we'll see, it's better to the Meister, the Hamoitzi don't help them, they didn't have a kazayis of Hamoitzi, and they went out before they had a kazayis, so the Hamoitzi will not pass all the other food. They've lost the Hamoitzi as well. So when they come back in again, they've got to make a new Hamoitzi, that's what I said. 5 minutes later, a phone call again. This is the original person who had a question. The first time was a friend asked the question. Now, the next one was the actual person himself had this happen to her. That's what he says. She's changed her mind. She doesn't want to have any bread. She's cancelled. She wants to know, can she carry on eating the meal with fish and chicken soup and whatever? I said, you can carry on eating the meal. You've got to make a block on every bit. Every time you now have a fish, a bit cycle on, if you have fast for the zonas, or a potato, a doma. And then you make a new brocha at the end, a brocha achrayim. But Hamoitzi is not the Moitzi, it wasn't the Batola, because she made Hamoitzi on a crumb or bit, and she ate a bit. Mm-hmm. So the Hamoitzi is valid. There's nothing wrong with that. The question is now, whether you'll pat all the other foods, the Torah says it won't, unless you have a kazayas of Hamoitzi before you go out of the house. Right. So that's number one rule. Hamoitzi is made on a mashu, like all other food. Now, Chazal gave a special chashivas to bread, because since it's such a main part of a person's diet, it's a shape to a person, it's very choshul. So a person has to make hamotzi on bread. Now Chazal, for some reason, were very strict with when a person makes a bracha, there's a certain set of rules that a person should be using, which unfortunately many people have no idea actually about this. There's a set of rules that Chazal made that a person should use when he makes a bracha. The food that a person eats straight after the bracha has got a special chashivus because it shows the bracha was chal on that. So number one criteria, Chazal say, is the first criteria is it from the shiva something? Now, bread is from shiva something, generally. It's either wheat, I don't know if you get barley bread. Can you get barley bread?
Yeah.
No? No. I haven't heard of it. Anyway, but, so wheat is the first one of the shiva something, so on wheat is definitely number one. What happens if someone hasn't got wheat? But there's another option. Besides wheat and barley, there's rye, spelt, and oats. Spelt, rye, and oats. That means if someone's got bread in front of them, it goes in that order. Wheat is number one, barley is number two, spelt is number three, rye is number four, and oats is number five. That means if you've got in front of you a choice of bread with all these five in it, when a person makes hamotzi, he should be making hamotzi on the wheat one. If he doesn't like it, he's not going to eat it, he doesn't like it. If a person doesn't like wheat or he's allergic to wheat, he's not going to eat it, he can go for the next one, barley. If he doesn't like wheat, he doesn't like barley, he can go for the rye. If he doesn't like wheat, doesn't like barley, doesn't like rye, sorry, if he doesn't like wheat, doesn't like barley, he goes for spelt. If he doesn't like wheat, barley, or spelt, he goes for rye. If he doesn't like wheat, barley, spelt, rye, plus what, he goes for the other one. But that is what a person should be making his hamotzi bracha. The first thing that you should be going for is the wheat one. Okay, that's rule number one. Now, most ties that we've got, as far as I know, the bread that we've got is all wheat. Any other ties for me?
Spelt.
Yes, spelt bread?
Yeah.
Right, so we've got a choice of products. A good example there. So if someone's got in front of him wheat bread and spelt bread, and he wants to have both, when he makes his hamotzi should be on the wheat bread. That's rule number one. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Option number two is, let's say he's got only wheat. He's got all wheat. Yeah, I'll cover that. But the next criteria is, if you've got all of the same type, the next criteria is sholing. A complete unit. That means if, for example, you just come to another market, wherever it is, and in front of you, you've got a piece of challah cut up, or you have a roll, a small roll, a sholi, when you make hamotzi, you should make it on the sholi. People don't know this. Now, if you don't want to have a sholi, let's say you only want to have a bit of bread. So you don't want to have a sholi, but you want to keep the sholi for someone else to eat. Someone else coming in, he's very fussy, he doesn't like cut bread, he only likes bread, that's whole roll. So you don't want to eat the roll now, then you've got no problem. But if you want to eat the roll, and you want to eat the sliced bread, then you should be going for the whole roll first. It means you make hamotzi and you eat part of the roll first. That's what you should be doing.
Even though the roll, let's say, is made from oats and the sliced bread is...
No, so the first criteria, good point, very good. So the first criteria is the shiva sabinim in that order. So if you've got a point where you're saying that, so if someone's got a roll of spelt, which is whole, and he's got a sliced piece of bread of meat, he should make hamotzi on the wheat. The first criteria is kosher. That is wheat first, then barley, then spelt, then rye and oat. If that is missing,
then you go for the whole.
So missing means, I mean, you've got they're all the same. You've got all the same type of breads there, all wheat breads. Yeah? So the next criteria after that is sholing. So a good example, so you've got wheat bread sliced, wheat sliced bread, sliced the bread, and you've got a roll. You should make your hamotzi on a roll.
And even if the roll's smaller than the slice?
Yeah, makes no difference. The sholim is more kosher. Yeah, it's quite right. You see, even a piece of bread might be medium. You can have a whole challah, which has got a bit cut off, a whole new challah, and you've got a roll, a small roll, which is whole, much smaller. The mice say you go for the roll. A sholim takes preference over a sliced piece of bread. That's number two. The next criteria is, let's say you haven't got, they're all the same type, all wheat, and they're all pieces, so there's no sholim, let's say. You haven't got that. All they're all whole, all the old rolls, they're all sholim, so no one's got a next conveyor, that's interesting, it's called knocky. Now, knocking means what people like most. Now, apparently it seems that most people like white bread. I don't know if that's true now. Is that true now?
Yeah.
Is it?
No. Sure.
Yeah.
You
should
always
frighten it with
white bread.
What?
You should
always
frighten it with white
bread. Because it's not very hot now, the whole meal.
Yeah, I'm saying. It's not
popular.
What?
Whole meal has got more popular.
It's not as popular as white. I wonder what they sell more of. It looks like, what?
The shops buy more whole meal now.
Yeah. It's very popular, I don't know, it's very interesting.
So it's healthier, maybe.
And I have to ask the fucker, I have to find out, I have to check out like, what they do.
The time of the Gomorrah, white bread was more healthy, was more...
Sorry?
The time of the Gomorrah, white bread
was
more
healthy. Yeah, white bread was much better. I mean, I don't know what black bread is, that I don't know. What's black? Do you get black bread? Yeah.
They call it black bread, it's not black bread. It's
just something. I don't know what it is.
It's not clean, it's not bleached. It's not bleached together with the outside.
It's darker brown, I think.
Darker brown.
I have to ask the tucker, I want to sell more. But am I saying, in Chazal's time, white was much more kosher. It was knocky, it was a clean bread, it was a much more special bread. So there, if you haven't got kosher, you haven't got roach, you haven't got sholi, the next criteria will be clean. So you've got brown bread, let's say you've got wholemeal slices, and you've got white bread cuts. Again, only if you want to eat a white bread. If someone's on a diet, he's only having wholemeal, let's say. He's not eating a white bread, that doesn't apply. The whole shine over here is only where he's having both. He wants to have both. The shy is what you make the bracha on first. Where should a bracha be chal on? Well, that was saying the bracha is chal on the knocky, on the white one. Yeah? But if you don't want to eat the knocky one, you've got a reason why not to eat it. You're allergic to white bread, whatever it is, and you can't have it. Then you can have, of course, that is the whole bread or the black bread. There's no problem at all. That is criteria number three. And the last one is, so let's see, I haven't got any of this. There's more interesting halal. There's actually the next criteria is godel, the bigger thing. So let's say, for example, the person's got on the table white bread. He's got slices of whole pieces of white bread and half slices. When he makes hamoitzi, he should be making it on the whole slice, not on a half slice. That is the last criteria which you have to do. Now, someone just asked me this week, I didn't realize it comes into Hilchus Pass. I never realized it actually. What would you say if someone's got two rolls, sholing? They're both sholing, but one's bigger than the other.
Go for the bigger one.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Someone said you should go for the bigger one actually. It's an idiot to go for the bigger one.
It's got two
matters. Yeah, it's got chiddush. I said chiddush. Yeah. So again, the criteria are, first of all, the first deciding factor is wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. That's the first, that overrides everything. If you haven't got that and it's all the same type, the next criteria is sholi, a complete unit. The complete roll overrides sliced bread. That's number two. Number three criteria is knocky. It has to be clean, which we understand to be white bread, which I must clarify. But white bread is called knocky. That's the next deciding factor. If you haven't got one or two, you go for option number three. And if you haven't got one, two, or three, the next thing you go for is godel, the bigger one. Okay, the voice.
Amen.